Very special guest today on Unreal Bluegrass. I consider this person my friend, for which I'm very fortunate. I want to introduce to the audience 30-plus years, I think, behind the microphone, so many awards, so many things that this person does for bluegrass beyond just being behind the mic and turning that switch every day for all those years, a promoter, a very staunch supporter of bluegrass, and now some great news, and this is the one and only Katie Daly. How are you, Katie?
I'm fine, and, you know, I don't get asked to be on radio interviews very often, so this is among a handful of radio interviews I've been asked to ever do in a long, long time. So thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm honored to have the opportunity to talk to you. I will tell you this, too, real quickly for the audience. This was such a nice thing, Katie. I don't know how many weeks ago it was, and I get a call from Katie and on my cell phone, and it was no particular reason, except I think to make contact. At least I took it that way. And from,
right.
And from that call, Katie, what I've done, this was even, I think, before Christmas, before the holidays. So what I did following that is every day or so, I'd make one or two calls to people that I guess I'm calling it forward, not paying it forward, but it's for the same purpose that you did, just to say, hey, how are you? Because we don't see people that much anymore. I used to see Katie, to the listeners, I used to see Katie before everything shut down, at least two good long stretches a year at IBMA in Raleigh and then at Grey Fox, and
right.
And then you don't see anybody. But it was so tickled me that you called that I probably called, you know, six or eight people after that, just randomly.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, in these past 2 years, I've lost contact with people. Like you said, I'd see a couple times a year or maybe once a month, and I started feeling very lonely and sad and hemmed in and all that. And I said, well, just pick up the phone and dial their number. You don't have to be responsible for yourself and reach out to people.
Yeah.
And I've had great contact with friends, you know, the kind that you, doesn't matter how long it's been,
that's
you
right.
Pick right up. So
yeah.
I'm glad you followed through on that because I've been pestering people myself.
I did what I haven't done, and I promise you, and I will. Katie put a challenge to me while we're on that phone and even sent me a recipe to bake a pie. Now, I've got it. I've got it printed out, and it's on the counter in the kitchen, but I haven't done it yet. But I will. By the time we see each other again, I will have baked at least one pie. I made that promise to you, and I'll keep it.
Well, maybe we'll be somewhere where we can bake together.
Okay.
That's really the most fun of all.
I would do that. Katie Daly, I'm so honored to have a chance to talk to you. And this new project that you're on is just, I just think it's a remarkable and further indication of your devotion to the bluegrass music and supporting and promoting. And I'm going to read the entire title of it. You correct me if I'm wrong. It's the Katie Daly Broadcast Media Sound Engineering Scholarship. And I just think it's a wonderful idea. You told me a little bit about it when you called, and let's talk a little bit about how you came up with this. And I know it's through the IBMA Foundation, but let's talk about this because I think it's vitally important.
Well, the IBMA Foundation is, of course, connected to the IBMA under, you know, an umbrella. And they were founded, I guess, around 2007 with a very nice bequest of an estate and directed to use that money to educate people in the music and the history, anything about bluegrass. And the foundation has done that over the years in many different ways, awarding grants to teachers and things like that. And then more recently, there have been lots of scholarships funded. The Sally Ann Forrester Scholarship gives an award to a female bluegrass musician every year. The Rick Lang Music Songwriter Scholarship awards a student majoring in a subject relating to songwriting. The IBMA Bluegrass College Scholarship grants a $1,000 scholarship to any student studying bluegrass music or a related major at the college level. And then there's one that was established by a band, the Crandall Creek College Scholarship, and from West Virginia. And that is an annual scholarship awarded to students who demonstrate an interest and involvement in any aspect of bluegrass music. And so most of these are done. There's a one that's established for historians, kids who want to go on and become historians. And I looked at that and I thought, well, you know, most of these are for music people. And you and I are in a part of the industry, you know, that's just called the Industry Awards.
Right.
But I didn't see any scholarships for people who are involved in the businesses that support the music. And that could be radio or journalism. It could be graphic arts, any of those kind of things. So I thought, well, in the old days when I first got started, you really didn't go get a college education. You found somebody who would take you in and be your mentor and teach you how to thread tapes and how to, you know, use an edit block with a razor blade and a grease pencil. And I don't know if there's many opportunities like that anymore, as more and more schools are having journalism schools or communications. And I just thought, well, I would like to offer financial assistance to someone who wants to study all aspects of broadcast. And by that, you know, it could be podcasting, it could be digital media recording, any of that kind of stuff. And then I thought, well, you know, without the sound person, nobody gets to hear the music.
Right. That's right.
So they're really a real basic need for us, is to have a good sound man or woman out there behind the board and getting the sound out to an audience. So I thought, well, I would set up a scholarship, which I think will be $1,000 a year, to anyone who wants to study broadcast media or sound engineering of any kind. It could be live sound engineering. It could be recorded, could be mastering things, could be post-production, any of that kind of stuff.
And, you know, you mentioned that amount, that it could be $1,000 per recipient. That could make a difference. That could make a huge difference and help someone along in this career path. You're not getting $100,000 to go to Yale, but, I mean, honestly, when people seek out these types of scholarships, they usually get more than one. So they pile them all together, and that's a huge amount, I think. And I will tell you this, too, Katie, because I wanted to come out, that as I understand, you seeded the initial funding for this, and you're taking collections, and we're going to talk about how we do that, but you actually started this fund. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I knew you started it and set it up, and now you're collecting for the proceeds.
Yes, and let me also give credit to my husband, Bill Brown, who was part of this. And Bill and I both attended American University in Washington, and we both worked and went to school at the same time. And while it was long, long ago, and tuition was it seemed big to us at the time, but by now, when I tell people what my tuition was a year, they laugh at it.
I know.
I remember when the money came out of my paycheck to go pay the credit union for my tuition loan, it was a ramen noodle night for a couple weeks after each payment. And so we were fortunate to have put a little bit of money away over the past 40 years of our marriage, and we thought, well, maybe we could help someone skip a few ramen noodle nights and help them out a little bit. So that's why we did it, because we know how difficult it is.
And just imagine if you had had, and you made it, but what any amount of money, really, I mean, gosh, it could make the difference between as simple an explanation as you make it of avoiding a couple of ramen noodle nights, and I think a lot of people understand what that means, but any amount that can help this process, because it's very difficult to find your way. It's difficult to want to stay the course, I think, for young people who want to get into this, because so many things are so, I don't know, uncertain. Certainly maybe behind the microphone, I don't know, none of us can answer what's going to happen with that, but I just think it's a wonderful concept. When I read about it, because you had a Facebook post for your birthday where you were collecting funds, and you still are, you've exceeded that goal of $2,000, and the money is still coming in, I think. I hope so.
Yes, it is. It's been very gratifying to see how generous people are. I want to say one thing. Mm-hmm. I went to college right out of high school, and I worked, and I did that for a year or two. And then I decided, oh, if this isn't for me, I need to go to work. And I went to work, and I worked for 12 years. And every year, my employer would say, you know, I'd like to promote you, but you have to have a college degree to go up to the next position that's available. And I was so smart, Steve. It only took me 12 years to figure out that maybe I needed to go back to college and get my degree, which I did. And so I'm hoping that anybody who may have been out of school and have thought about returning to get back and finish their degree, I hope you also will consider a scholarship from the KD Daily Broadcast Media and Sound Engineering Scholarship.
I hope so. When do you think scholarships will be announced or be granted? Do we have a time for when that comes out?
Well, I think that you have to. I think that they in the summertime are accept the applications.
Okay.
And then I think they're announced in late summer.
Okay. So the applications or the effort to get one of these scholarships will be available sometime this summer. And
right.
People need to go do that. So that'd be the first test of the people who want it, go do it.
Yeah, the first place they should go for any of these grants and scholarships is online, is bluegrassfoundation.org.
Do you, thanks, and off the air we talked a little bit about some of the names, and the initials get a little bit overlapping, and you wanted to talk a little bit about a distinction between the IBMA Foundation, the IBMA, and you are certainly qualified to break those things down for the audience. It gets a little confusing unless you're on the inside a lot.
Well, it gets a little confusing unless I have it right in front of me. There's the IBMA Foundation. And, I mean, let's say the IBMA organization, which does everything to promote and foster bluegrass. And, you know, they do awards and they do all of that, conferences and anything that makes bluegrass a much more professional approach to the music and thing. That's the International Bluegrass Music Association. And then under this umbrella of IBMA is the IBMA Foundation, which is what we're talking about, that is set up these scholarships and grants to help people go back to school or continue their schooling. And then there's the IBMA Trust Fund, and the Trust Fund was set up to help anyone in the bluegrass world who needs help as a result of a illness or they need help because, you know, of natural disasters or any time that you might see you could apply this trust fund. It's all done very privately. It's not published anywhere. And I don't know how much they dole out, but there are several people on the board that decide and on these applications for money. But if you're listening and you have a need for some financial assistance because of illness or natural disasters or any of those variety of reasons, you should go to IBMA and look up the trust fund.
Yeah, that's great advice. There's so many things available. There's so many support efforts there, too, not just maybe from trust funds, but all those organizations that you've mentioned as far as learning and outreach, I guess, programs, if we're going to talk about to schools there's so much available, and mm-hmm. I had been on, was very fortunate to be inside that boardroom for, I guess, 4 years, and it's just amazing that the effort that the people who are on that board, not so much me, I was just there as a, you know, observer, and I represented the population at large, I guess, but all these people bring all this great skill, and they're so willing, and they want so much to give it back, not just in terms of financial assistance, which is available through those methods you've mentioned, but just the knowledge and the experience and the, hey, you know, you can give them a boost. You can do this, or we can help you find the way to get this done.
Yes. Yes. And I encourage the people, if they're involved in the music in any way, to become a member.
Yeah.
They have membership levels for students, and they have the grassroots level, and then they have the professional level of membership. And just go to IBMA.org yeah. and join up. And more than that, participate in the programs they have. I mean, IBMA World of Bluegrass, which is usually held in September and has been in Raleigh for several years now, boy, they have seminars
yeah.
and speakers and just fantastic. And the music walking down the hallways and late night jams and presented on stages is incredible. So if you have any questions about any of this, just contact the IBMA office in Nashville directly, IBMA.org. They can direct you to the trust
yeah.
fund and to the foundation.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that you need to remember is IBMA.org.
Well, and we also, and I thank you so much for that information, but I want to give one more time the name of this scholarship fund. We started out with this, the Katie Daly Broadcast Media Sound Engineering Scholarship.
And, right. That's because I couldn't think of any more words.
Well, at least you used a slash in there between media and sound engineering. So I pause every time I get to that. But I think you got all the words because you're really thinking about the industry. And what you mean by that is, you know, there are performance awards and but the industry is considered in with that, the broadcasting and the engineering actual sound, whether it's at a sound table or at a festival. So those are considered the industry awards. So I think you made a good job of carving those out. And I think, wow, what a wonderful thing you've done. I just think it's great. And
well, any and all of those scholarships are still raising money, and any amount, you know, $10, $5,000, I mean, whatever you have available that you feel that you're comfortable in giving, I hope that you will go to bluegrassfoundation.org and pick out one of those scholarships and give special thought to us old bluegrass DJs and the sound engineering people and make a donation, please. It would be greatly appreciated.
It would be. Katie Daly, I'm so happy to call you a friend. I'm so happy that you called me a couple of weeks ago because you do kind of, and let's just stress this also to people, do that because we don't see each other. And just a phone call, I'm not talking about an entire day, but 5 minutes saying hello, 10 minutes, how you doing, stuff. But people that we know that we don't see anymore, and we'll get over this, I think, at some point, but I'm very happy to call you a friend, Katie. I appreciate everything that you do.
You know, just remember what Mack Wiseman, his great old song, 'Tis Sweet to Be Remembered.
That's right.
And it really is wonderful. Brighten someone's day when you give them a call and just to say hello or tell them a joke or wish them well, whatever.
I agree. Katie Daly, you're just tops in my book. I appreciate your time and all the information you've given me over the years and all the support and assistance. It's just immeasurable.
Thank you, Steve. I sure appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you down the road, and I'll have a pie. Somewhere I'll get a pie. If I know I'm going to see
you.
I don't know. If I know I'm going to see you and I don't have time to bake one, I'll buy one, and I'll mess it up and make it look like mine. Just to get by.
That would be great.
All right. I'll see you, Katie. Thanks so much.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye. I can really only think of one word to describe Katie Daly, and I think it applies to all of what she brings to the music constantly. Class. That's a class individual right there, Katie Daly. Thanks so much, Katie. We're going to talk again. Sometime in the future, we're going to expand our horizons and topics. But, boy, it was enough to hear about this Katie Daly Broadcast Media Sound Engineering Scholarship. Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass.